This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I declare this Mindset Week. I am making this week all about mindset because it's easy to get excited about nutrition strategies or the hottest new plan and then not implement it or not implement it consistently and never really overcome the mindset obstacles that are at the root of that inconsistency, that are at the root of not achieving the goals that really matter to you. I know for me, when I am struggling, even if I feel like I'm struggling with food choices, like, oh, I'm indulging more than I normally do, or I'm not following through on the promises I'm making to myself about my food choices, even when I feel like it's about food, it's a mindset struggle. It is a mindset struggle creating a food struggle. And the same is true across the board with my clients. And yet, so many of us harp on the food strategies. The bottom line is this: all the nutritional know-how in the world does not matter if you're talking yourself out of applying it, if you are talking yourself out of doing the work, if you are talking yourself into choices that keep you from your goals. If I could have only one impact on how people think, on what people do, it would be for folks to understand how critical it is that they put in the work to master their mindset. I was so happy the other day when I got an email from a client. Actually, I think this was a Facebook post. It was in our Fat Loss Fast Track Facebook group. And this particular client, yes, she has lost weight and she's near her goal weight, but she credits the change to changing her attitude. She said, I'm getting really close to my goal weight, feeling really strong and empowered in making great food choices. The biggest change that has transformed me in the past few months is my attitude. I'm going to say that part again because it's really freaking important. The biggest change that has transformed me in the past few months is my attitude. I find myself constantly flipping anything negative into a positive. It is so refreshing, and it's helped me with my goals, relationships, work, and even my finances. Thanks, EB, for driving it home. I feel like all the work is sinking in and allowing me to really soar. So if you are listening to this podcast on the day it airs, September 19th, or even if you're listening on September 20th, there are two important things for you to know. This week, I am hosting a free mindset masterclass, and there are two different days and times that you can choose from: 9/19, which is a Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, or Wednesday, September 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can register. I'll put the link in the show notes over at primalpotential.com, or you can register just by going to primalpotential.com/be strong, primalpotential.com/BESTRONG. And don't forget, the final Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017 kicks off on October 1st. Registration has already opened up to the waitlist. So the best way to register now would be either to participate in this free mindset masterclass, which you should do anyway, even if you're not interested in the Fat Loss Fast Track. Otherwise, keep your eyes peeled for Sunday, September 24th's VIP email. I'll open up registration to the VIP list on Sunday, 9/24. If you're not on that VIP email list, I only email about once a week, and it's mindset stuff, nutrition stuff, fun things like that. You can register right on the homepage at primalpotential.com, or if you're in the United States, all you have to do is text the word primal, P-R-I-M-A-L, to the number 44222. That'll get you on the VIP list as well. What we're doing today is talking about, a real coaching moment I had the other day with one of my Fat Loss Fast Track clients. The audio wasn't so fantastic, so most of what I'm going to share is going to be my side of the interview. I will share a little bit as we get started of her side of the interview. The audio isn't great, but you know what? First world problems, guys. Don't let that bother you. There are a few themes we hit on in this conversation, all of which are mindset related. And I think they're so powerful. Things like the lies we tell ourselves, how the little things do matter, and yet we tell ourselves, oh, this one thing won't hurt. And how you are your best and most powerful coach. So just like if you were a coach of a sports team, you have got to stop calling plays that don't work. We kick off the conversation with her telling me about a breakthrough moment she had related to indulging and realizing she doesn't need to have a treat every day. And she feels better when she doesn't. So again, the audio is a little bit off, but most of what I'm going to share with you guys today is my side of the conversation. But we are going to start with a little bit of hers. Take a listen to it because there's so much gold in this conversation.
I realize that I can live without indulging or any kind of snack, like a treat or sugar. I always had to reward myself or give myself, I was craving a treat after lunch or after supper, and I realized that I can go an entire 7 days without doing that.
That's awesome. How did you feel?
Well, I still can't believe it. And then thinking back to it, I wonder how long I've been doing that. Probably, I can remember even going to the snack cart in high school and getting, you know, nutty bars or just looking for other things. So I've realized that I can do that, and it's made an impact on my self-esteem because I've been struggling with that.
So I asked her how she created this change for herself with indulgences, because when we have big wins, we don't just want to celebrate and be proud. We want to understand. It's kind of like if you close a big deal at work or you run a killer play in a game, you want to know, how did that happen? So that we have the skills to do it again, the intel to recreate success. And she recognized that she was justifying having a treat because it was better than what she did yesterday. But that argument, that internal dialogue, it wasn't working. That strategy wasn't working for her because she was indulging daily, creating cravings, and keeping herself from success. So here's what she had to say about how she created that win with indulgences for herself.
Okay, so you always say, you know what you need to do.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was justifying indulging every day. And it's funny because I drafted an email to you and I never sent it. And it goes back to that voice note that we got this morning that you had with your master's club about, I was justifying eating a small portion of some kind of a treat each day because it was better than what I did yesterday.
Right.
And then I was like, well, how do I know that 3 Tootsie Rolls is better than what I had yesterday? Because what I had yesterday was a cookie. And I just thought to myself, why are you doing this to yourself? You know, how about you just try it for a day, like an entire day? You can eat whatever you want as long as it doesn't involve a cookie, a cupcake, a treat in the break room. And lo and behold, one day turned into 2 because I wasn't going to stop now.
Right.
You know, it went super easy. And then it was 2 days, and then it was 3 days. And then I went to a family gathering, and there were pumpkin bars, and there was ice cream. And I said no, probably because I told myself, don't do it, because I could feel it in my mouth, like what it would taste like. Right. And it wasn't worth it.
There are a couple of things I want to draw attention to related to what she said. She said, how do I know that what I had today, the 3 Tootsie Rolls, is better than what I had yesterday, the cookie? It's not always about if it's better or if it's not better. And that is the trap of focusing on improvement that many of us fall into. Yes, you absolutely want to make choices that are an improvement for you, but also you want to make choices that are producing results. So maybe it is, in fact, an improvement or a better choice. But you must also consider, are you making the progress you want to make? And when you choose that thing, say the three Tootsie Rolls, how does it make you feel? And is that how you want to feel? The other thing she said that I think is really powerful is, why do I keep doing this to myself? We ask ourselves a lot of rhetorical questions. Why do I keep doing this to myself? What is wrong with me? Why can't I? ... But we never answer those rhetorical questions. It's really powerful to answer our own rhetorical questions and then follow them up with action, which is what she did. She's like, why am I doing this? And then she said, for today, I'm going to do something different. Try it for a day. It's about action, redirecting those rhetorical responses to action, not staying in the pity party, like, oh, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep doing this? Well, what if I do something different? And what would that look like just for today? The next clip I want to share with you, and the audio is far better because it's my side of the conversation, is about being honest with yourself about the lies you're telling yourself that aren't working. Like, oh, I've been so good, I deserve a treat, or this one little thing won't hurt. Because we typically go with these lines, these lies, because they give us permission to do the thing we want to do. But you've got to be honest if it's not working. Oftentimes, it's using those lines, those stories, those lies that is how we create the very problems we're trying to solve. So here's that part of the coaching call.
So one of the things that I think is so important is to be very honest with yourself about stuff that doesn't work. For example, it's really easy to see this in parenting, okay? Let's say that you are a parent who has used a timeout before, right? And your kid talks back, so you put them in timeout every time they talk back, but it's not doing anything. They're not talking back any less. They're still being snarky after the timeout. You would very quickly realize this is not an effective response. I'm not getting the result that I want, so I'm not going to keep putting my kid in timeout thinking it's making a difference, because for my kid, that doesn't work. I need to do something differently. It's no different than in your job. If there is a client issue and it keeps coming up client after client after client, and you try to fix it in this particular way, but it doesn't work, or it makes the problem worse, you wouldn't keep responding that way. And yet, in this case, you are creating a problem with the argument, well, I've been so good. You can't keep choosing something that doesn't work for you. And then when we notice our thoughts going to those things, and we notice that mental refrain that's been so practiced and so rehearsed of, oh, well, I've been so good, you need to say, that is the equivalent of continuing to put my child in timeout when they do not respond to that. It doesn't work, and I do not employ strategies that don't work. Period. The end. The other thing that comes to mind, and it's funny that this happened today, so oftentimes when it's the little indulgence here or there, something from the break room, we're like, I mean, I've been so good, and it's just this one thing, right? And we tell ourselves that this one small thing isn't going to make a difference. It's not going to move the needle. It's not the small thing itself. It is the habit. It is the mental refrain that is the problem. It is the way that you are using a lie, something that is not true for you, to justify something that doesn't work for you, right? And this kind of was top of mind for me today because I've shared with you guys before in the Fat Loss Fast Track how I love to pick up like loose change. If I see a penny, I always pick it up off the street. Like I'm crazy about it. And I have this really kind of creepy ability to like see a penny or a nickel or a dime from really far away, and I will go across a huge space or I'll cross the street. Or yesterday it was like I found three pennies underneath a public trash can, and I like got on my hands and knees to get the pennies. So anyway, I'm weird like that. Today I went to, this is going somewhere, I promise. Today I went to vacuum up my car, and when I pulled into like the little stall with my personal little vacuum thingy, I opened up my door and there was a couple of pennies and a quarter on the ground. And I was like, woohoo! And I get really excited about it. But then I went to put my change in the vacuum to turn it on, and there was like a huge pile of pennies and nickels and dimes. And I'm like, what the heck? Now, they were covered in like dirt and sand and like used hair elastics and all sorts of gross stuff. It looked like somebody just dumped out a bag of trash, but it had all this loose change in it. So, of course, I am capable of washing my hands, so I'm not worried about getting dirty. I get down, I like squat down, and I'm sifting through somebody else's trash, basically. It wasn't like a trash bag. It was on the ground. And I'm pulling out all of the – it was like three or four handfuls of change. And this guy goes, is that yours? And I said, it is now. Because it was like my little vacuum space, right? And he's like, that's so dirty. And I was like, it's money. And he's like, yeah, but it's pennies. And so many people say that to me when I reach underneath a public trash can to get a penny. They're like, it's a penny. But it is the mindset that little things matter. It is the mindset that money has value, and I'm not going to look at it and say, it's just a penny. Because if I take that perspective about that, then I'm going to take that perspective about food. It's just one piece of chocolate. Or it's just one day of a skipped workout. And it's not the penny that is the issue. It's not the one piece of chocolate that is the issue. It's not the one missed workout that's the issue. It is the mental refrain, the pattern of saying, this one thing doesn't matter. And I had to train myself to be somebody that says, the little things really freaking matter. Whether that is a penny, whether that is waiting 3 extra seconds to hold the door for somebody before, instead of deciding that there are too many steps behind me for me to wait and hold the door, the little things matter. And that is something that you can decide, is something that you stand for. And I would imagine it's something you want your kids to see too.
All right. So in that last part of the clip, you hear a little bit of the penny story, how I literally reached under a public trash can and dug pennies out of the dirt. But I expounded on that story in one of last week's blogs. And I want to share some more of that with you guys here because I think it's important. One of the things that I mentioned in the blog is that I have had to train myself to become someone who values the little things, because I used to tell myself that one bite of this or one taste of that wouldn't matter, or that however much time I had for a workout wasn't enough to matter. And while in terms of the food, there was a little bit of truth in it, one bite wouldn't put on weight, and not having one bite wouldn't take weight off, but the mindset, the attitude, and the habit of convincing myself and using that line that the small choices don't count or don't matter, that was the problem. Not the bite that was the problem, the attitude, the mindset, that was the problem. It was the mindset that I kept using, turning to, that was keeping me from results. It was a crutch that I used to avoid doing hard work, to avoid building self-discipline and mental muscle. And so when I was having this conversation, one part that you won't actually hear, but I want to tell you about it, I asked her to imagine if she was having a house built from scratch. And I said, imagine you go over to the construction site and you notice a problem, like maybe one of the walls is a little bit crooked or there's a gap between the floor and the molding of the floor. And I said, would you care? And she said, of course. And I said, why? And she said, well, because if one little thing is off, then the whole thing can be off. Exactly. She made my point for me that the small things create the big things. The small things done well lead to big things being done well. You can't do the big things well without doing the small things well. The big things are the small things. The little things matter. If you want to be successful, you need to be successful with the small things. And for as long as you tell yourself they don't matter, you are in trouble. So with this whole penny thing, the people that are closest to me in my life know that I'm sort of weird about loose change because I can see a penny from pretty far away and I'll go across a street or I'll reach under something like a public trash can to get it. And they tease me about it. So when I was writing the blog about the pennies last week, I texted a few people closest to me in my life and I said, hey, you know how I pick up loose change all the time? From your perspective, I said, why do I do that? Within like 2 seconds, my phone rang and it was my mom and we had a little bit of a conversation about it and she was teasing me and she said, it's because you know that it's in the details that your life is built. I'm going to say that again. She said, it's because you know that it's in the details that your life is built. So me picking up pennies is that I have a respect for the details, the little things that other people maybe dismiss. My sister texted me back a couple minutes later and she said, you pick up the pennies because you see opportunities everywhere, especially the ones most people would dismiss as nothing. My best friend said, you value small incremental things, not just the big things. You focus on things that other people ignore. And if you haven't pieced it together, it's not just about money. The opportunities for progress are all around us, especially in those little decisions, the handful of this, the bite of that, the 20 body weight squats you don't do because you think that it's not going to matter. Those are the opportunities for progress that you're dismissing all around you. The little things are the big things in progress. Choice by choice, we advance, right? And the opportunities to do that are all around us. So the next part of this call with this client, I talk about how not every little thing matters, right? I think that's an important distinction because we don't want to waste our time on little things that aren't aligned with the things that matter most to us. And that's the distinction that you'll hear me talk to her about now.
And it's not to say that every little thing matters, right? You might decide that, that mowing the grass isn't important, right? Like keeping up the landscaping of your home isn't important to you, but cleaning the inside is. And so if cleaning the inside is important to you, then you're not going to decide, I mean, the floors, whatever. No, because the inside is not clean. If the floors aren't clean, it's the little things that create the big impact. So there can be certainly things that we say, this category does not matter to me, right? Like, I have decided that keeping up with current events does not matter to me. I don't care if I, you know, look silly in a social situation because I don't know the latest thing about politics or, you know, whatever, pop culture, sports, whatnot. That's okay with me because that's something where the little things just aren't aligned with what I want most. But when it comes to what you want most, which your health is for almost all of us going to be in there, the little things are what make up the big things.
We wrap up this conversation with an idea that has been really powerful for me as a coach of myself, but also as a coach of lots of other people, right? And that is, we are our most powerful and most influential coach. We are constantly, through our choices, through our mindset, through the stories we tell ourselves, the arguments and the logic we use or don't use, we are either coaching ourselves to wins or not. We are the coach and we cannot keep calling plays that don't work. So here's me talking about that idea.
Identify the internal dialogue that is setting you up for choices you don't feel good about, whether it's, oh, I've been so good, or it's, oh, this one little thing won't make a difference positively or negatively. Identify what those are and then say, just like I'm not going to discipline my kid in a way they don't respond to, I'm not going to coach myself. I mean, we are our best coaches. We are our most frequent coaches. We are our loudest coaches. And we are either coaching ourselves to a win or to a loss. And you would never stand on the sidelines of a sports team yelling out plays that your team fails on every single time. And yet we do that with ourselves on a regular basis and decide, I am my best coach and I'm going to coach myself well. And that means knowing what plays don't work and I'm not calling them anymore. Why not see what you're really capable of? Why not just go for it? You've already experienced what it's like to sort of be average in your choices and sort of dilly-dally and dip your toes in success. You know what that's like. You know what it's like to indulge. You know what it's like to have the piece of candy here and the cupcake here. You know what that feels like. Why not feel what it feels like to be damn proud and excited and creating amazing motivation and momentum in your life.
All right, guys, that wraps it up. I hope you loved this episode as much as I did, and I hope that you will be on this week's live Mindset Masterclass, because attitude, mindset, and perspective really are the true drivers of change. So they are either Tuesday, the 19th of September at 8 p.m. Eastern, or Wednesday the 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can register at primalpotential.com/be strong. I'll link that up in the show notes as well. Lots of questions about whether or not there will be a replay. I don't know. I've learned from experience never to guarantee that, because you never know what's going to happen with technology. If there is one, I'll share it, but no guarantees. I want to wrap up answering a question that came through the blog last week about sweet potato nachos. I told her I would answer her more broadly, because I get this question a lot. One of my fat loss friendly indulgences that I enjoy every once in a while, especially during football season — you guys know I'm a huge New England Patriots fan, don't judge me, they're the best — is sweet potato nachos. And I think this is such a simple meal, because what I normally do is just take sweet potato chips and top them with either ground beef or ground turkey. You could do ground chicken, you could skip the meat and just do like pico and salsa and guac. So many different options here. But what I do when I'm making them is lay down a plate of, you know, a couple of handfuls of sweet potato chips, and I prefer either ground beef or ground bison, salsa, or pico de gallo. I love fresh jalapenos. Let's see, what else? Avocado or guacamole. And I think it's just super indulgent and delicious, but still aligned with my own goals. So the question she asked is, if you're making these sweet potato nachos, where do you get your sweet potato chips, and do you have a brand that you like? I do have a brand that I like, and it's called Jackson's Honest. They're sweet potato chips that are made in coconut oil. So sometimes sweet potato chips have added sugar. I'm like, why? And other times they are cooked in crop oils, plant oils that are polyunsaturated fats. And that's not my preference. So the coconut oil is a saturated fat. It is more stable. It is less likely to break down in the cooking process. So Jackson's Honest has sweet potato chips that are cooked in coconut oil. I also think they're really delicious. So that is my preference. Yes, you can make your own sweet potato chips as well. Thinly slicing sweet potatoes, baking them off. I'm sure you can find a million recipes online. I get them now. I didn't used to, but I get them now through Thrive Market. And you can get small bags too, which I really like, because I don't want to open a big bag and then know that I'm either not going to be having them for a while and they might go stale, or be tempted to plow through the whole bag because they are there. So if you have a family, the 5 ounce bag is the one I normally get, but that is not one serving for me. And I don't imagine that it would be for you either. So definitely share that, or just set them aside for the next time you make this. But on Thrive Market, the 5 ounce bag is only $2.99. That's before you save 25%, which you can do if you go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential on your first order. You can save an additional 25%. That same 5 ounce bag is available on Amazon. It's $2.99 on Thrive Market. You're going to pay over $4 on Amazon. There's a couple different prices. One's right about $4. The other is $6.37. So $2.99 on Thrive Market, big savings. And for somebody that likes to pick up pennies, that really matters to me. But yeah, that is the one that I use. If you go through that URL, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you will save 25% off your first order and get free shipping on your first order and get a free 30-day membership to the site. I did get an email from somebody else the other day that said it's been a lifesaver, Thrive Market, for her, because she lives in a rural area where there aren't a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods option. And now she feels like it's made eating in a fat loss friendly way much more affordable. So anyway, love to see you guys on this week's Mindset Masterclass. Otherwise, chat with you soon. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.